This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I got a lot of important news. We're going to be hitting next segment. We'll open the phones up as well and take calls for several hours here on this live Friday transmission. But I want to play a few excerpts of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s speech. Very, very powerful. Here's a couple of those segments.
My father, when he came back one time from the Delta, he said, we were all at the dinner table when he came in, and he said, I was in a tar paper shack today. It was smaller than this dining room, and there were two families living there, and the children get one meal a day. And when you get older, I want you to help those people. And when we would go into Southeast Washington or Appalachia, he would say to us, these are your people. These are Kennedy people. He said, the other people, the big shots, the corporations, the millionaires don't need the Kennedys. They have lobbyists. They have PR firms. They have lawyers. And he said, these are your people. And these are the people you need to spend your life helping. And when I'm president, I'm going to be president for those people. We are going to really take back this country. You give me a piece of ground and a sword, and I am going to take back this country with your help, the help of all the homeless Republicans and Democrats and independents who are Americans first. Thank you all very much.
America first. America first out of the Kennedy. That's good. Because so far we've come, folks. We're actually winning. Probably going to be going crazy for all these fits.
And my uncle came into office 2 months later. He was fighting his intelligence apparatus, his military, because they wanted to invade. They wanted to do the Bay of Pigs. He was totally against it, and he let them roll over him. And in the middle of the Bay of Pigs, he realized they were lying to him. And he realized the function of the intelligence agencies had become to provide the military-industrial complex with a constant pipeline of war. And he came out during the middle of the night during the Bay of Pigs catastrophe, and he said, I want to take the CIA. Alan Dulles had lied to him. Charles Cabell, Richard Bissell, Louis Lemitzer, Curtis LeMay had all lied to him through their teeth. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds.
Yeah, that got him killed. Boy, I tell you, the whole speech is powerful.
And
Kennedy's for real. That means I read all his policies. He's real.
George W. Bush had the same problem. George W. Bush says the worst mistake he made as president was listening to CIA Director George Tenet tell him it was a slam dunk that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And so the neocons and CIA got to go into Iraq and throw out and do regime change. And we got now we've spent $8 trillion. And what do we get for that $8 trillion? Nothing. Worse than nothing. Iraq is now much worse off than it was when we went in there. We killed more Iraqis than Saddam Hussein ever did. We may have killed 1 million Iraqis. Nobody knows the number. It is an incoherent country today with where Shia death squads are fighting with Sunni death squads on the street. The government is corrupt. The police are corrupt. We created ISIS. We drove 2 million refugees up into Europe. They destabilized democracy for a generation in Europe. They caused Brexit. This is the cost of the Iraq war. $8 trillion there, $16 trillion for the lockdowns, $24 trillion, nothing to show except a devastated middle class in the United States of America, and we need to put an end to that.
Because it's a plan. We are under attack. It is a plan. We're doing it on purpose.
Our entire strategy in the Mideast has utterly collapsed, and our economy is going to follow if we don't do something fast. And I'm going to bring the troops home, and I am going to start. I'm going to close the bases, and I'm going to start investing in the United States middle class in our country. and I'm going to make us an exemplary democracy again.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in 60 seconds. Let everybody know, tune in. That's how we win. You are the power. You are the resistance. You are victory. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up with the pedophile revolution that's even worse than just a pedophile revolution, a transhumanist satanic takeover, and the news we covered last hour. I'm going to recap and get to the rest of the news. Then I'm going to hit a bunch of the other news, and it is extremely important, absolutely insane. They've introduced legislation bipartisanly that puts us on an Internet ID for the central bank digital currency. So we're going to get into that. Also, video CDC director admits for the first time that vaccinated people can spread COVID. We always knew that. It makes you spread it worse. It makes the virus mutate. Also, Joe Biden is set to announce next week his reelection campaign. He's really going to try to do it again. I mean, he won't even be able to talk by then. But, hey, you see the Fetterman example. He can't talk. That's what they want, total puppets. We have more universities protesting, saying they don't want armed police on campus. Total idiots. That turns the campus, obviously, into a giant shooting gallery where these mass killers will go. But that just shows the abject murder of logic and common sense by the left. Also, House Republicans pass bill to ban transgender athletes in women and girls sports. We're going to be getting more to that in a moment. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says men and women's sports is an issue that doesn't exist. And he goes on to say it doesn't exist because there are no men in women's sports. Because when you identify as a woman, you are a woman. And now the University of Texas, of all places, 2 days ago announced that, along with a lot of other universities, that they're teaching in the biology classes, you're paying for this, a degree, that gender has nothing to do with chromosomes and it's not biological. That's like saying electricity is not electricity, or sunlight is not sunlight, or the color black is not black, or white is not white. I guess you technically say black is not a color, it is the absorption of all color, white is a reflection of it. But if it's like saying this green pen in my hand is not a green pen. Well, anybody can look at that and see that's a green pen. University of Texas says that is not a green pen, ladies and gentlemen. It's just mind-blowing. Also, massive $12 million gold haul stolen in audacious Ocean's Eleven-style heist. Officials in Tennessee said release of trans shooter's manifesto is being stalled by the FBI. They say they've seen it, and the individual was anti-gun. Anti-gun, ladies and gentlemen, wanted to make people pay for the Second Amendment and was mad about persecution that's made up of the trans cult. So we'll continue with all of that news here today. But before I get back into the trans cult and the bombshells we covered last hour, I want to give the toll-free number out specifically on a wide range of topics. But I would ask that you at least chime in on those topics, and then you can bring up whatever you'd like, and that you'd be a first-time caller. And the three people that were on hold when we went to break yesterday, if you're there, we're going to call you back, and you'll be at the front of the line. I've been endeavoring to get to as many calls as possible and to cover as many news items as possible, because I tend to get stuck on one or two items sometimes for a whole hour. But normally those are big topics that tie into everything else at the same time. I would like to discuss the UN officially saying in a policy report written by 60 judges around the world, they're going to legalize pedophilia and say that it is consensual for children to have sex with adults and use drugs. Talk about dehumanization. Talk about death. We're also going to be drilling back into House passes trans athlete ban just today. But since I played one of these clips yesterday, let's play the clip we played yesterday. And then let's play some of the new clips of different, quote, trans internet personalities whose MO is violence and calling for violence. And you've seen how they behave at pro-life events and other things, attacking people. Calling for violence if anybody doesn't let them in the bathroom or, quote, if we try to protect our kids. So let's play yesterday's clips and the new clips back to back.
If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through, because the time to act is now. You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community, as I am going to do myself, because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die. I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done. So you go ahead. You protect your kids.
Bye. And I'm one of them. I've already worked enough in this lifetime. You see, I'm a homemaker. I got nothing but time and opportunity. I don't fear pain, I don't fear death, I don't fear jail, and I sure as don't fear prison. So let's make this happen, Chad. Come out of hiding. Show us who you really are. Because I can guarantee you, you'll only get one chance. Better make it count. Have the day you deserve, coward. Oh, I forgot to say, TikTok, do your thing. Let's find out who this little coward is, this little clown shoe. Let's find out who they are.
Go ahead, buckaroo, because they won't do a damn thing. When I tell them I'm a trans woman, they'll say okay, and they'll leave me alone. You want to know why? Because it's legal in my state as a trans woman to use the bathroom I identify with. Now come at me with another comment, honey bunches of oats.
I have a dilemma. As a trans woman, which bathroom do I use? I don't want to make anybody mad, especially the haters. Do I use the men's restroom or the women's? The men's or the women's? Oh, no. Not. I'm a trans woman, and I will use a woman's restroom. And honestly, there's nothing any of y'all can do. And those that like to comment, oh, I'm going to call the authorities. Go ahead. It's legal in my state. There's nothing you can do.
So, they're the front lines of the cult. Brainwashed, crazy, obsessed with bathrooms, obsessed with children. And now in both Tennessee and in Kentucky, it's coming out that they're suppressing the manifestos. But reportedly in both cases, they were leftists who were anti-gun And in the case of the Tennessee shooter, the woman, who thought she was a man, was mad about trans issues. And you saw the media say, well, you know, these are Christians, and you know, you better be nice to trans people or they'll kill you. You saw all these different Democrats come out and agree with that, including the spokesperson for the governor of Arizona. Officials in Tennessee say release of trans national shooters manifesto is being stalled by the FBI, but that they have talked to those that have seen it, and it's because they were leftist. That's the same thing. Medicated Louisville bank shooters manifesto reveals anti-gun motivation. It just goes on and on and on. And now the UN says they're legalizing pedophilia, and Washington State says they pass a law to take your child, not tell you where they went, and sterilize them in facilities, in cults, with a bunch of other captured kids. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls for first-time callers. 877-789-2539. You talk about whatever issue you want, but I'd also like to talk about some of the issues I'm raising. 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Phone calls here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to finish up with the whole transgender news, hit some other news, and go to your calls. Illegal aliens who are LGBTQ may not be detained under Democrats' new law. That is April 21st article, Fox News. When you actually read the law, the bill goes further, hasn't passed yet, by seeking to exempt several groups of illegal aliens from any detention at all. It creates a special rule for vulnerable persons and primary caregivers. It says these aliens may not be detained unless DHS can determine that it is unreasonable or not practical to place the alien in the community-based supervision program. It goes on to say if they're LGBTQ, whatever, that's the case. And critics that looked at the bill say this will allow human smuggling because they'll just say, oh, we can't let this 10-year-old, you know, be detained even though we don't know who they are. Wink, wink, you identify as LGBTQ. And then you're just released off into the hinterworld. This is so incredibly dangerous. But the system knows exactly what they're doing. I'm not going to air the whole hour and a half report. It's on band.video. Rob Dew put it together. It is horror stories. Trans kids at highest risk of suicide and regret from body mutilation. And Democrats are trying to pass laws saying it's hate speech if they talk about it or if they try to transition back, which you can't do from a lot of the chemicals or surgery, obviously. But just think about that. They want the victim silenced. They don't want you to know they're targeting children. They keep it secret. I mean, this is what predators do. So let's go ahead and play the intro of this report. First few minutes is a powerful boil down, but if you want to see the whole thing, it's on band.video and infowars.com. If you want to share it, you can't really share those URLs on most platforms easily. You can simply find the link and share it from the link that's generated from madmaxworld.tv. But it's an hour and 37 minutes long. I'll only play a few minutes of it. Horror stories, trans kids at highest risk of suicide and regret from body mutilation, and they use the statistics of them having the highest levels of suicide, murder, you name it, mental illness, and say, oh, it's your fault for not embracing it as if you did this to them. Here's part of that report.
It is the latest fight over transgender rights.
Two rallies, two opposing messages in downtown Nashville tonight.
I will do everything that I can do at the federal level to make certain that we protect our children.
State Representative Elizabeth Guzman's proposal would make it a crime for parents who do not affirm their children's gender identity.
Protesters in Texas rallying against alleged child abuse investigations targeting parents of transgender youth.
By the way, hit pause. Hit pause and back it up 15 seconds. Make it a crime to not affirm. So they convince your 7-year-old at the public school or private school or wherever, or TV does, that they're another sex. You say, no, you're a boy, you're a girl. And, oh, my God, that's a crime, a thought crime, and you lose your child. What do they just do in Washington State? And now that's another state. I mean, are you getting the picture here? They're coming for our children. They're already here. Continue.
State Representative Elizabeth Guzman's proposal would make it a crime for parents who do not affirm their children's gender identity.
Protesters in Texas rallying against alleged child abuse.
Hit pause again. Just let that sink in. I've seen that bill too. These bills are passing. A crime if you don't agree. Where's your free speech? See? Oh, it was just ban the N-word at first. Now, oh, you can't say but you don't want your child sterilized. You can't just not agree. You must affirm. What a cult. What a group of authoritarians. They mean business. Oh, and then states that investigate parents that are trying to get their kids sterilized at age 6 or 7, which you should be investigating those people. Oh, that's bad. That's abusive. Continue.
Of transgender youth.
Radical gender theory has progressed rapidly from the assertion that sex and gender are two different things, one biological and one socialized, to some asserting that biological sex is either not real or on a spectrum.
We introduce some people who are called detransitioners. These are people who are choosing to reverse the process.
Hormones do have implications. They have long-term effects, and they have and of course, surgery has lifelong effects. They're not reversible.
Medical experts, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, say gender-affirming care is safe and best practice for transgender patients.
NHS advised. Back it up 10 again. And these same groups told us it's safe for pregnant women to take vaccines and experimental shots, even though until 5 years ago they would all tell you don't do it, it's deadly, it's dangerous. They're lying, they're bought off, and it's a wall of fraud from the top selling this death. Continue.
Not to encourage children to change their names and pronouns.
To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you.
And it's okay to ask questions about something that's very new and involves children. The answer can't always be that anyone from a marginalized community is automatically right, trump card, mic drop, end of discussion. Because we're literally experimenting on children.
So the puzzle is why, out of nowhere in the last decade, have we seen a sudden and sharp spike of teenage girls who have no childhood history of gender dysphoria suddenly deciding they're trans, often with their girlfriend?
And again, this is a documentary that Rob Dude did make. He posted it to Man Up Video. He did another boil down. I was confusing that with this one, but this is powerful. You should share the film. Send it to everyone you know that has children, everyone that's thinking about having children, everyone that doesn't have children. It's all our jobs to work together to protect ourselves from this cult, and we will. But this is their main battle plan. I'm on record 20 years ago saying this was coming. Dr. Michael Kaufman, God rest his amazing soul, who's in Endgame. We did Endgame 1.5. Where he laid out all these government documents from the 1960s in the UK and the US with this plan. And this is how they bring down society. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, come back and take a ton of your calls, interspersed with other news. But let me just show you this. This is used in curriculum all over the United States. This particular curriculum was out of, Oregon. But another one being used here in Florida. And you've got to go read what they do for the children. This is done in the middle school flash 2 edition. Identity terms. And they just say, what are you? Female, queer, cisgender, gay, transgender, trans, gender. You don't learn reading, writing, arithmetic. You learn this. Gender fluid, bisexual, straight, male, lesbian. And then it goes into here talking about, do you like boys? If you feel attracted, meaning friendly towards them, means you want to have sex with them. And again, I'm attracted to a glass of Jack Daniels. Doesn't mean I want to have sex with it. And I'm attracted to hang out with my buddies and play pool. Doesn't mean I'm going to have sex with them. Again, they confuse them. Can you change your sexual orientation or gender? They try to get them to change it. You got to go read this developing pride scenario. I mean, this is just chilling. It's all up on Infowars.com. But I'm going to stop there. We got a lot of other news to hit in your phone calls. And come back and go to your calls straight away. And then there's going to be so much more today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get into the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Something you call love.
Something you call love.
But confess.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah, we've got on screen, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it.
Yes.
Lawmakers wearing pink high heels in Canada to raise awareness for violence against women. Just like they have the military, the U.S. Army, wear red high heels now. All acts of humiliation, all acts of driving down masculinity and selling this whole operation.
all of it is giant exercise in mind control. We have to reject it like we reject the metaverse and all these other systems they're pushing. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, and then after we intersperse some calls, I'm going to get to this other news. Fauci's been caught lying to Congress, and so has the Secretary of State, Blinken. Fauci lied and told Congress, I am not involved in censoring the Internet or Twitter. Turns out he was running the censorship over Twitter. The documents have come out. Same thing with Blinken. Nothing to do with the fake dossiers. Nothing to do with suppressing the laptop. That's all come out. I mean, they just everything they say is a lie. We've got the legislation introduced for Internet ID that will then control the censorship and the central bank digital currencies, a bunch of election news, and so much more here today. So let's start going to your calls. First up, ladies and gentlemen, and taking your calls the order they've been received, let's go to Justin in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm going to run through a couple of things real quick, and if you have any questions, you can reply. First of all, Trump is absolutely a traitor to humanity. Anybody that has even a 50 IQ level has recognized that he is still pushing the death needles, and we know that these things are killing people, causing immune problems, and now it has also been shown that they are causing people's faces to begin to glow orange under UV lights. So if you have taken the shot or been exposed or had sexual intercourse or been around people that have
I've seen those reports, and I meant to get to that. Yeah, it's literally creating a prion matrix in the body. This is so devastating.
Yeah. So this is all of this transgender nonsense and all that stuff. It's horrible. It is blatantly in the face of the teachings of God and the Bible. But really, it's kind of to distract us from the fact that they are attempting to mutate humans into something else. And they can't hide it anymore. Some people have begun to display ultraviolet, sort of a bluish light on their hands in some cases. And this is real, unfortunately. So
and don't forget the magnets. The magnets right after you get the shot, 100% are sticking to people. That's real.
Well, I have not personally seen that. I have absolutely no question that that's true. I've seen videos of it. I've not seen it personally. I have seen the face glow. I have seen it in many people. In fact, it starts around the base of the nose and then gradually spreads to the cheeks, up through the bridge of the nose, into the forehead, and then the chin. And then over a period of time, the hands will begin to form purple splotches that are all visible under UV light. And apparently it doesn't look like there's really anything to be done about it as of right now.
All right, I appreciate your call. We'll have to look into that. I have seen some of that. Ladies and gentlemen, it makes your body permanently create the HIV spike protein. Now, that sounds totally insane to say that on air. It's a fact. That one act alone is Twilight Zone level. And there's just Twilight Zone after Twilight Zone after Twilight Zone. But I don't think that the trans thing is a distraction. It is one of their main pushes to sexualize and ruin our children. But I agree, compared to the mutation shots that, thank God, almost nobody's taking them now, and they're not making them mandatory, at least here, they made a major run at us. And look, they wouldn't have done all this poisoning if they weren't planning something bigger in the future that'll make us forget about that. You kill a story with a story, and they're telling you their new disease is about to be released. They love to brag. Thank you for the call. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Daryl in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Okay, so I wanted to speak about all of this. Okay, humanity is under attack, and we're just going to have to...
Does a cat got your tongue, brother? It's okay. You
mean to
put it on hold?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold. Put you on hold. Yeah. I'm going to come back to you, okay? It's okay. We understand that. Jerry in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. We'll go back to Daryl in a minute. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Alex. Jerry here. Thank you for calling me back. I'm a holdover for yesterday, so when you say that at the end of the show, you truly mean it. I appreciate that. I've been listening to you for 15 years, approximately.
Glenn Beck, he kind of chased me over. You know, he started calling you crazy back then, and I thought, who the heck is this guy? Started listening to you, hung on for a month. Then I got hooked, and then I stopped listening to Glenn Beck totally. And I've been listening to you and following you. And I do.
Well, I want to just say something before you make your points. I'd rather have somebody better than Alex Jones out there that breaks through and defeats the New World Order, and I'll retire right now and go to our family ranch and raise cattle and raise pine trees and Christmas trees. That's what we do, and raise beehives and produce honey. I'm a farmer. I'm a rancher. I don't want to be doing this, but I have to. So I'm not in competition with Glenn Beck. I just wish he wouldn't have been so traitorous and a liar. When everything he says today, I was saying 15 years ago when he was attacking me. I'm glad he's on board now, so I forgive him. But you just move on from Glenn Beck. And I like there's people out there that are, I don't want to say slicker, but a better presenter overall, people like Tucker Carlson. So I am very pleased. And I don't want to say I've reached retirement yet. But we are now starting to get in the position of my mission of becoming redundant, obsolete, because everybody knows the truth. Because you're not listening to Alex Jones. You're discovering what I've already seen. See it for yourself. It's like the glasses and They Live. The glasses just let you see the real reality. So I don't. Once people have the glasses, my job's done. 29 years has been a long time. I'm happy to keep doing it. I'll probably be here another five. I mean, I'll never give up. But the point is, I'd rather just win. But go ahead and make your point, and I'll shut up.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, but there's nobody better than you, so you can't retire on us.
Well, currently that's the truth. But really where I've become successful is I'm so well known, I get to talk to all the big guys, hang out with them and influence them. So some of my best work is on the telephone to Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and a lot of other people, leaders.
You are the king.
Don't say that too much, because that's why they're trying to kill me. But look, the point is, you understand, though, that I need to become obsolete or they're going to kill me, because I'm not looking to die. So enough about me, but I appreciate you. What's on your mind, brother?
If you want to, I'll do a little infomercial for you. Otherwise, I'll get right to my question.
No, do the infomercial. I'll hold you over, then you can make your political point. Go ahead.
I've been using all your products for years, and after listening the past couple of weeks with all this transgender nonsense and everything going so bad in the world, I was looking in my cabinet yesterday when I was on hold because I had the day off. You need to start pushing the happies again. But I have Nitric Boost. I have your nitric oxide, your Real Red Pill Plus, Super Male Vitality, Winter Sun, you name it, I have it. And I just got the new Turbo Force Plus, and I've been mixing it with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which the taste is absolutely phenomenal together. So it's a winner for sure. And well, it does work.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate your comments. So you really like the products?
Absolutely. And most importantly, when you called out to the audience when you were having financial difficulties, I just called in. I give $500, $700.
You're the reason we're here. Without you, we'd been shut down. Stanley, we'll come right back to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A shotgun rider.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on the Gulf Coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
Bandits only fired once.
Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest.
They may have wounded me.
They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
I'll ride again.
Cause I'll ride again.
Always stay on the horse. Don't give up. We're going to win. Get behind me, Satan. I am a river gambler.
I make a living deep and calm. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and harsh. I'm shuffling horses, Delta boys on the boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen.
But the captain broke the sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard, I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim. The line in the sand, folks, is the children. You let them come after our children. You don't fight them. Everything you got, God's going to cut you off for eternity. You will burn. Absence from God is a hell unspeakable. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I'm going to hurry through them now. What was your point, Jerry, that you wanted to get to? Thanks for the plugs and things, but What were the points you wanted to make about RFK Jr.?
You know, I watched his entire speech the other day, and, you know, I listened, giving him a chance, thinking he was just going to be another Democrat. But I got to be honest, I'm a two-time Trumper, and I'm not a Trumper at all anymore. You know, he's still pushing the shots. I agree with Justin, one of your last callers. You know, Joe Biggs, he's still in jail, isn't he? I mean, he left you standing high and dry at the Capitol. I mean, he hasn't come out. I mean, if people don't see that he's part of the problem, they're crazy. But after listening to Bobby Kennedy Jr., and I was a Democrat up until I was 22, and I'm 58, I've switched, but I actually thought to myself after watching that speech, everything he said was fantastic. If he's the real deal, I mean, I think we got to give him a look. You know, and yesterday when I was on hold, you mentioned you were going to do a Saturday show on him. Better yet, you should invite him on. He'd come on.
Here's the deal. I've talked to Kennedy's people, and they say, we're talking to 20 years ago, 10 years ago, they go, Mr. Kennedy respects you and thinks you're doing great work, but obviously you are so toxic with some people that it would hurt some of his long-term plans. He's been planning to run for president forever. He's been building his network. I think he's a good man overall. I agree with all his policies, but I know he's a real, I mean, you can feel it, discernment, see it, America first, he gets it. And I think he should get the nomination for the Democrats, and then it could be Trump versus him or however that's going to go down. But I don't think Kennedy should come on, because with his constituents, that would probably hurt him and might lose it. But yes, Kennedy is a listener. I'll leave it at that. We have the same publisher of his books, of my book, and I'm not going to try to get Kennedy in trouble with this. And, of course, he can deny it if he wants. That's fine. But Kennedy's definitely awake and knows what's going on and has been listening to the show for a very long time. I mean, my gosh, you know, I've been at the forefront of the JFK assassination and Robert F. Kennedy assassination information and, of course, covered it forever. Well, he knows better than anybody what really happened. So that'll kind of wake you up when the government kills your dad and your uncle. So I really appreciate your call. All right. Daryl was kind of surprised. I went to him so quick. I get that sometimes you forget your thoughts. So we gave Daryl a few minutes to relax and get back in focus and get his tongue away from that kitty cat. So, Daryl, you're on the air from Georgia. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, you got it. Boy, I was nervous. I can see all the signs. We're going through. This humanity is just going through the meat grinder. If you can see what's happening, there's no doubt that evil is trying to take over every country in this world. Lost elections, Brazil, Peru, America, it doesn't matter. I do not believe that Trump will get, if he does get the nomination, I do not believe that he will succeed. They will steal it from him again. They've done it. They've already taken two other elections, and it's so evident that, and we know it. There's signs everywhere, and we have to look at the signs. And I really wanted to call in yesterday and talk about the universal basic income, because I believe that is the mark of the beast system. And what's going to lead up to that is probably going to be a major war or another purposely pandemic. And if we see those signs, then we'll know that it's coming. And we just have to keep preparing. And I could remember talking to my family about in World War II, they gave people war rations. And so when we see the pandemic rations coming in the future through the big banks, it's going to happen. You're going to see, it doesn't matter if you're American or a legal person, the Democrats are going to steal elections. They're going to give whoever.
Well, that's right. They're putting a permanent dictatorship in, but we're getting a lot of state laws passed to block them. There was just a big victory yesterday. It's in the news today in Cochise County, the second most populous county in Arizona. Under state law, like it is in the rest of the country, local elections are run by the locals. If there's a problem, the State Board of Elections, which the lady that stole the election used to run, can then come and investigate it or oversee it. Then the legislature can get involved as well as the final check and balance. She's trying to go through all the counties and say she runs them now with her people, and the judge said no. So I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to Jen in Washington. Let's talk about the state bill in Washington. to take children away from their parents and sterilize them and not tell the parents where they are, not even tell them that they grabbed them. I mean, just unpacking that is almost impossible. I read the bill. It sounds like you're in the Twilight Zone on acid. I mean, it's just like, what? I mean, this is just so overt. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 12. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But this is even more ridiculous, the gaslighting of one of the biggest bald-faced liars I've ever seen. And that says a lot for Congress. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says men and women's sports is an issue that doesn't exist because there are not men and women's sports because those men are women. I mean, this is just, it's incredible. In the majority of states now, many of the top sports, track, swimming, wrestling, all of it is dominated by men. I mean, the UFC, biological men get up and break women's jaws. It's just as delusional as saying a heavyweight fighter, let's say George Foreman at his peak, could say he was a featherweight because he identified as weighing 140 pounds. He weighs like 270 pounds of pure muscle. He's like, well, no, I identify as a featherweight, and gets there and kills some dude. I mean, it's just ridiculous. No matter how tough Floyd Mayweather is, he gets in the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime. Mike Tyson's going to kill him. Well, it's even more ridiculous to stick these men in the ring with women. It's freaking ridiculous, man. It's disgusting. It's mind control. And all these cowards go along with it. But even Bill Maher's come out against the left. See, people are psychotics, man. Yeah, look at these videos. Like, one of the top rugby players in the world is a man against women. He weighs like 300 pounds, runs these women over. You got these giant men beating. I mean, it's disgusting. Jen in Washington, your take on the bill that's passed to take children away from their parents secretly and put them in camps. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. And I just wanted to say that my husband and I take the supplements, and they're all absolutely amazing. Thank you for getting Turbo Force back in, because that is a complete lifesaver. So, anyways, on the other note, Washington State is completely screwed. I've lived here my whole life, and my kids were in Catholic school their entire life. And I just recently pulled them out, homeschooled them last year, and put them in public school this year because I live within the school district of walking to school. And I figured, what am I paying, you know, freaking $15,000 a year for my kids to go to public school when they're basically...
Yeah, you're paying to have your child's innocence and mind destroyed.
Yeah, and, you know, everything was good at the Catholic school for quite a while, and a new principal came in from Gonzaga Prep, and...
Hold on, I don't want to cut you short. Hold for two more minutes. We're going to come right back to you, okay, please, Jen?
Yep, you got it.
I noticed I went to you a little bit late, and I'm sorry. My mother is a Baptist, but also a sense of family that was Methodist, so she would go to the First Methodist Austin that's been here since the city was built, 100-plus years ago, and... Overnight, they brought in preachers like 10 years ago that went from being classic liberals, anti-war, good people, to being like, we're transgender, your kids belong to us. She taught Sunday school there, had to stop doing it. But then she went around and checked all the other major Methodist churches the same year to the same thing. It's the same thing. They hit us all at once. They're taking everything over. They put their people in everywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.